good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending on where you are listening to us. This is Zeno Radio, Zeno.fm, we are the online studio. A radio station when you get to hear business guru talk the business stories and commercial traders tell you experience of what they go through doing business in the treacherous desert of the economy called Nigeria.
And you are getting to listen to a teleport recast on our anchor.fm/Enterprise Africa on Anchor FM. So please, don't go away, just hang on in there and continue to enjoy.
And I'm your talk show for today's episode, documented. And today is very special. We'll be talking about gender inequality in our society. You're welcome from wherever you're listening to us. And I'm going to bring in my guest speaker for today's very special edition, which is based on gender inequality. And it's no one else but an essential, quintessential activist, woman activist, who has been talking about gender inequality in Nigeria in the past 14 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be taking my journey to the south of Nigeria, rural in Delta State of Nigeria, West Africa. Yes, a lot of you might be wondering, why do we talk about gender? It's so important because someone said to me, if you want to get a job done, if you need to build a nation, he said, invite the women to the round table. And that's exactly why we're talking about gender. Because you see, everything you talk about, whether it's increasing your birth, the polity and whatever, the party membership, you need women to give birth. You need women to give you more members. So women are so important to the very fundamental of growth in Africa, in the world in general, Nigeria particularly, where we need to rebound democracy. Anyway, don't go away, just hang on in there as I dial in a special guest for today's special edition and talk. Don't go away, please. If you want to be a part of this program, I will reel out a number that you can dial through. If you cannot get through, send us your SMS and my speaker will take your question. So, just hold on for me while I go there and dial in my special guest for today's very special edition of Reducing Gender Inequality in Nigeria. As we dive through to talk to Mrs. Kilopatra Tumbra Kasikoro. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is that Mrs. Kasikoro? You are live on We Radio Online Studio, broadcasting live to the entire world. How are you doing today, ma?
Excellent.
fantastic. I'm just going to do the intro again, and I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself. But just hold on there while our listeners are here listening to you. Ladies and gentlemen, like I told you, I have Mrs. Kilopatra Tumbra Kasikoro. She is an indigenous Nigerian woman, female artist, and she's been involved in feminist activism activism in the last 14 years. These are the women who are talking about gender pay gap in our work environment. These are women who are talking about the disparity in gender division between men and women in all leadership positions. We have women who are talking about informal work environment not being suitable for women, but for the benefit of men alone. So, please, just hang on in there. Hang on in there, because you'll be telling us a lot about what we can do to reduce gender violence and inequality in Nigeria. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest speaker is the Executive Director of Women Initiative, Value Empowerment and Sustainability International. They call themselves WISE International. I really like the acronym, WISE International. Welcome, Mrs. Kasiko. Welcome to We the Right Online. Tell us, what have you women been doing to improve gender inequality, not just in Nigeria, across the board?
Thank you. Good afternoon, my listeners. My name is Mrs. Sandra.
Yeah, go on, you're alive, man, go on.
Okay. My name is Sandra Kumeshikon, Executive Director of WISE International. WISE International is a gender equality development initiative that promotes the rights of women, environmental justice, socioeconomic justice for rural women in the society.
Wow, that's amazing. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So, then, the topic...
Yeah, go on, sure. Go on, man. Go on.
Okay. We ensure that women have their rightful place in the society. Women are given strong hearing, women are given function, women are given their place in the society. That's what we are after in the WISE International. And as WISE International, the prevailing issue in the society today we are looking at is violence against women and girls. I stand up as a leader who has brought in this topic, reducing gender inequality from the women's perspective.
Fantastic. That's great.
On a daily basis, women encounter violence, some in their workplaces, some in their environment, in different ways of life, women face it. According to the United Nations Declaration, they said one in every three women has gone through violence in her lifetime. This shows that this thing is real. Hello?
Yeah, go on, man. We're listening.
Hello?
Yeah, go on, man. Go on. They're listening. People are listening to you.
Okay. I'm looking at this. It affects women and girls. But our main concern is on women, because women are seen as the society has placed them on a disadvantaged position. And that's why we are raising our voices to call for correct license in handling this issue.
Fantastic.
And this affects the well-being of the society. Take for instance, a woman, when you tell him to get to be in that black place, the one's name that is suffered for herself and her family is his name.
That's true.
If you will be my roommate for income from identification, it will affect her because for that period, she will not be able to go out. So it becomes an issue.
It becomes an issue. Oh, let me just hold you there, ma'am. You mentioned a very significant issue in the society. Number one is the fact that women are assistants to their husband, a helper to their husband. And there, right out there, are you there? Can you hear me? And of supporting their husband in terms of the growth of the family. And this woman gets to the work environment and she's being subjected to harassment. How do you think such a woman should, or how should she respond to bullying from her senior colleagues, from her boss, or even colleagues in the office, so that she doesn't get to a position where she gets threatened by loss of her daily income? What do you as a group do in that instance?
And that's it. I also made me feel like this. That violence against women and girls is happening on a daily basis. So what we do is something that is in the society. The only way out is to call people or mechanisms to contain the spread of this. And as we do this, there is nothing but the barrier. Economically. And if you need to the barrier, only the woman needs is education.
Okay.
She needs to be properly educated.
Alright.
When you're talking about education for girls, it's not necessarily going to fail. But she needs to be educated. She skills and other factors. In order to gain full employment.
Okay.
Yes. In order to come up with initiatives for a family. It's a gap, a racist gap, whereby women a woman cannot do this. It is believed a woman cannot do this because she's a woman. And you see, when that happens, it deprives her of her income to take care of the family. So we encourage women to be supportive. In order to be supportive, we encourage them to pick up either skills or gainful employment. That will help them meet the demands of their family. It will help them break the economic barriers. So another thing here is to tell them the good work. Okay, the good work and skills that I said to tackle the issue of unemployment in the society.
Okay.
According to the Global Gender Gap Research, in 2017, they said women were paid about 33% of the pay that women get is below direct the name on the day.
Wow. That salary
is it is believed most occupation or profession as the name and not the women.
Aye.
So what we do, there is need for women to build their confidence. Like the previous amount can be
even
more convinced.
Even better.
There is need for women to build their self-confidence. To pick up jobs that also mean in order to navigate daily life issues.
Okay.
And to see and to look at that with the family group and to make you relevant because they come to so nobody in the family of your life.
Absolutely.
Because they come to us.
Absolutely.
A lot of women today, all in the name of I want to keep my home, I want to honor my educate of my children, are dying in their age. The beauty of the woman build your capacity.
Build your capacity.
So first, when your husband or the man, the person who calls your husband, will see your value and say, see how to respond to it. One of the challenges we have today with society, for men don't respect women.
At all.
Not because they hate the women, but instead of them naturally they have natural hatred for women. No. Some of them believe these women don't have anything to offer. All the things of patriarchy is best. This is not true. So as a woman, you build your capacity. Even if the man is misbehaving, at some point you will come back to his senses. A man is not stable. Because at some point the dignity of that woman is instantly by this man.
Let me interject you there again, ma'am. Just 1 minute. Okay. Before I read the SMS that just came in now, we have been talking to a very special woman activist, Mrs. Kilopara Tombra Kasikora. She is the executive director of Women Initiative Value, Empowerment and Sustainability International. She is based in Warri in Delta State of Nigeria, and she has been talking to us about the need for women to empower themselves, to add value to their brand, both personal and career brand, and get to be respected in society. Ma'am, I have, well, I don't know, this person say yellow thunder. I don't know what that means. yellow thunder sent SMS from Lekki in Lagos. For those of you who are listening and want to be part of it, please, the number to call is 0704438 9317. I'll repeat, 0704438 9317. Let me read the question of Yellow Thunder to you quickly. Yellow Thunder said some village tradition make women second class. I don't know what that means. He said some village tradition make women second class citizens. Is that true? Is that true, madam? Okay, Yellow Thunder, you're right. Okay, how do you explain that?
Thank you very much. You are very, very thorough. Like one of the types of the simple and gender-based values, or one of the questions, cultural, if a woman says religious, it's cultural belief.
Okay.
This is a strong barrier that has caused a lot of women in bondage today in our society.
Wow.
When we're talking about the adoption, very, very admissive cultural belief that has caused a lot of women into the circle of regret today in our society.
Wow.
What was the issue of that? What was the issue? A woman was according to her, she was expecting another maybe the next day or two. When she was cooking and the pumpkin came out,
right.
And she called her husband, and the man became angry.
Wow.
Because he believed she was not supposed to cook the meal while observing her monthly plate. And this became an issue. Very much said the woman to pack out of the house.
Oh my God.
That she wants to cool it. Yes. That she was sent to cool it. She tried to explain. There's a man for years. How can I, at this time, have a problem? Then you never see him back one part of it. I never see him in our community and our rural, like I said, right to the rural community development meeting. Another cultural practices. We have the female genital mutilation.
That's another issue.
When the child young girl, yeah, that's another issue. When the child young girl,
yeah.
When a fine young girl, knowing when you're first on the earth, to be a woman, a true woman in the society, that she has to embrace it. Without looking at the whole complication of this thing.
Wow.
Okay, then cultural belief is a problem.
It is a problem. Okay, ma'am, we have...
Politically,
that's another yes, well, yes, I'm with you. Go on.
Politically, it is belief that deprives women of their life. And they tell you, as a woman, this is a woman that are interested in the political ambition.
Sure.
They tell them they are prostitutes.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I love it. Oh, God.
Because another thing they do is they call for the meeting of men.
So that
they
can't
women from attending.
Wow.
Well, it becomes a problem.
It is. It is not.
So we need them. Who are your friends?
Yes.
They are calling you. Where are you going to? You are traveling to go and see a friend you just met.
Word of advice.
No way. They come to you, want you, straight to the media. You want to call the media, calling on the media to continue this by bridging the gap, making everybody understand the implication, the effect of this to the society. Help us amplify the voice. And there is need for continuous sensitization and awareness creation in order to be taken control or in order to curb this moment of violence in our society.
I have to quickly cut you short there because the time is fast rolling and my producer is signaling. Once again have been talking to the Executive Director of Women Initiative Value Empowerment and Sustainability International. They call themselves Wives International. Ma'am, before you go, if anybody wants to get in touch with you, what are the contact details and email they can reach you on?
Okay, our phone number is 08-6-7-8-3-1-1-3.
Can you
take it again, please.
Anna, where is them? Put them. 7831 13.
Fantastic. And the email address?
And my email address is whiteinternational@gmail.com.
Thank you very much, man. It's been a pleasure talking with you on our We Are Jolland studio online. And you mentioned about three very topical issues that we will call you back in the next fortnight to talk about. And I remember those are number one. Number one, you talk about the genital mutilation. It is very, very important issue in the society. Then second, you mentioned something about political incorrectness, where women are different, they are disenfranchised. We will talk about that. And then and the most important one, very, very important one you mentioned during your discussion was the one by Yonda Sunder, Yellow Sunder, where he says, discrimination created by tradition and culture. I think we will be talking more about all those three topics in the next 2 weeks. If you give us the honor to bring you back, I want to say a wonderful thank you very much to you, ma'am. And I will also say a very big thank you to your husband, because sometimes we have called women to come on the radio and their husband will say, no, you can't go. So I want to say a big thank you to Pale. Well, he might be in the office, he might be listening to us. I know he will appreciate this. You have represented your family fantastically. And I'm saying I'm very proud of you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
We'll
be calling you back in the next 2 weeks. If you find us interesting, we will take you up. Thanks ever so much. God bless you, man. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been Mrs. Kiloporai Chandra Pakasikora. Kasikoro, and she is the executive director of Women Initiative Value and Empowerment and Sustainability International. These are women who fight against discrimination and violence against women in our society, even in the workplace, in the educational institution, even in transportation. A lot of people don't understand why only men are truckers. Come to America and you see women truckers. Come to Canada, you see women truckers. In fact, now in Saudi Arabia, women are now allowed to drive. So women's position needs to increase in our society because women play a very, very important role in our society. Well, I want to say a big thank you to Patricia, who sent SMS in from where is that? Ibrodo. Thank you very much. Yellow Sunder, thank you very much. You also sent your SMS from Lekki. We appreciate you. I want to say a big thank you to a host of listeners out there. I have Rebecca on the Zoom listening to us from France. I want to say Timothy, thank you very much, listening from Utah in America. And Nicola Mavis is listening from Moscow. Thank you very much. And Timbe, oh my God, Belarus. That's a Nigerian. Thank you, Timbe from Belarus. We appreciate you. Thanks ever so much. Kaya Day in Netherlands. Thank you very much. Melody listening from Tilbury in the United Kingdom. I want to say a big thank you very much. Musumawa in Ibadan. Thank you. We appreciate you. And Tommy Jones in Paraco. Thank you ever so much. And I have been your talk show host for today's special edition on gender equality and rights of women. We'll be taking a lot more in the next coming week because some of you have really shown interest in today's title. Please don't do anything mischievous. Let's meet you again sometimes in the next fortnight. We will be bringing back Mrs. Kasikoro to talk to us again about gender inequality and how to reduce that in our society. Thank you very much. My producer, James Devine, all the way from Scotland, I thank you very much. And I say goodbye. I'll be your talk show host for today, Dr. Wellington.